I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CGRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative. Toronto's downtown core is once again bracing itself for another truck convoy protest this weekend. A co-organizer of the Ottawa Truck Convoy said on TikTok that he expects the protests to return to Toronto this week.
Okay, guys, so Ottawa is working really well with us when it comes to law enforcement. Just came out of a meeting upstairs with a bunch of the top brass in this little movement here. And tomorrow, we're going to pull up stakes and we're going to head for Toronto. I don't think Toronto's quite had enough entertainment for this, and Ottawa's getting a little sticky on their law enforcement. So, tomorrow we'll pull up stake and we'll head for Toronto. See you tomorrow, guys. Toronto, get ready. It's going to be epic. We got all these trucks heading your direction.
Chris Barber is identified as one of the leading voices in the ongoing protests. As Ottawa police continue to monitor the protesters, Barber says more activity and attention should be diverted to Toronto. Toronto police continue to install barriers along University Avenue and Avenue Road around Queen's Park. Last weekend, protesters in support of the Ottawa convoy diverged towards Queen's Park and its surrounding streets. The protests lasted one day, with police peacefully moving the protesters and their vehicles out of the area by the evening hours. Toronto Mayor John Tory wrote in a Twitter post that he will be in constant communication with Police Chief James Rammer on ensuring the possible protests are peaceful and that residents are kept safe. Quote, "As I said this morning, peaceful, respectful protests are an important part of the Canadian way of life. But they must also be viewed alongside the rights of other residents and businesses to go about their lives peacefully and safely. We cannot accept a state of affairs which sees one group's rights exercised in a way that rules over the rights of others. Balance is a necessity and will hopefully guide us to the right place in these complicated matters." End quote. On Friday, Ontario Premier Doug Ford issued a state of emergency due to the protests. In addition to Ottawa, the bridge to the USA at Windsor continues to be blockaded. The City of Windsor is going to court seeking an injunction declaring the blockade as illegal.
This is no longer a protest. With a protest, you peacefully make your point and you go back home. And I know that the vast majority of the people did that. They came, they peacefully demonstrated, they made their point, and they left. And I want to say to those people, you've been heard loud and clear. Canada has heard you. My message to those still in Ottawa, to those at our border crossings, please go home. To those of you who have brought your children, please take them home. I urge you, it's time to leave. And it's time to do so peacefully. But to the very small groups who have chosen to take a different path, to those who have chosen to take a city of 1 million people hostage for the past 2 weeks, to those who've attempted to disrupt our way of life by targeting our lifeline for food, fuel, and goods across our borders, to those trying to force a political agenda through disruption, intimidation, and chaos. My message to you is this. Your right to make a political statement does not outweigh the right of hundreds of thousands of workers to earn their living. It does not outweigh our right to get food across our borders. Your right to make a political statement does not outweigh the rights of 1 million people in Ottawa to live peacefully, free of harassment and chaos in their own homes.
Penalties and fines for the protesters and the blockades continue to increase as well. Online funding for the convoy has also been blocked by the Ontario courts.
So let me be as clear as I can. There will be consequences for these actions, and they will be severe. We've already started by going after the money funding the illegal occupation. Yesterday, an Ontario court granted our request to freeze the funds from Give, Send, Go for the convoy. The OPP has also provided additional resources to Ottawa Police Services and Windsor Police Services to satisfy their recent requests for operational support, and more needs to be done. We're strengthening the tools and the powers of our police forces to resolve this situation and restore order. Let me be clear, the government does not direct our police forces, but we do set the laws.
Last week, Ford said on a Hamilton radio station that it is time for the protesters to let residents get back to their lives. This week, Ottawa police said anyone trying to provide fuel for the protesters would be fined. However, they are expecting a surge in protests this Saturday as well. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, who is continuing to have discussions with the US about the blockades, said that Ford's state of emergency announcement was responsible and necessary. More to come. I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CGRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative.